Slowly but surely, Southeast Alaska's fledgling aquaculture industry is beginning to take hold. KRBD's Deanna Garrison recently sat down with one of the industry's local pioneers who has been operating an oyster farm in the region since 1980.
Have a good one.
We'll probably see you next week.
That's the sound of a float plane taking off from Kaufman Cove headed for Ketchikan. On the plane are five cases of fresh oysters from the Canoe Lagoon Oyster Farm, which has operated near here since 1980. Proprietor Don Grizz Nicholson was one of the first to attempt commercial oyster farming in Southeast Alaska. Nicholson had worked in the timber and fishing industries prior to arriving in Alaska in 1980, the same year he decided to launch the aquaculture business.
Really, there were no established oyster farms per se. No one had really made a living. Certainly, banks wouldn't loan to anybody. They'd go, what? Oyster farming? What's that? And it was sort of new technology anyway, the availability of oyster seed to start a crop, and also the equipment to raise oysters. It was all just sort of cutting edge. It just looked like it would be a sort of an opportunity to start on something from the ground floor.
Nicholson has since married Sharon Gray, and the two operate the oyster farm on the remote Blaschke Islands outside of Kaufman Cove. The couple lives in a cabin at the farm site. Each week, they pack up a boat with cases of oysters for a 10-mile trip across Clarence Strait to Kaufman Cove. From there, they distribute their product to local markets on the island and in Ketchikan. Many of their oysters are shipped via airplane to wholesale seafood distributors in the lower 48. Gray says the actual amount of oysters sold each year fluctuates greatly.
If we have a couple of really good growing seasons, we might have 250,000 oysters to sell. On the other hand, if we have a couple of bad growing seasons, we may only have 150,000 oysters to sell. So I've actually had to turn off a few customers, and we've had summers where we've sold 600 to 700 dozen a week.
Gray says the farm averages 250 to 300 dozen oysters a week. That's in part because over the years, the farm's oysters have gained a following.
The colder waters in Southeast Alaska produce a very unique, sweet-flavored oyster that people really pick up on. It's something that even non-oyster eaters go, wow, that's actually pretty good.
The oyster farm utilizes Japanese lantern nets attached to logs. The collapsible polyethylene mesh nets have 5 to 10 tiers. Each tier holds oysters. Right before the sale, Gray says the couple spends a lot of time weeding the oysters.
A lot of other critters love setting on the oysters because of their shell, I guess. It's a nice, hard, flat. It's
a
not
rock.
Flat. Yeah, it's a rock.
It's a rock.
And
there.
We have tunicates and sponge and barnacles and mussels, etc., etc., and they just set. They're sessile creatures, and they set all over the oysters, and you have to clean them off.
In addition to being one of the longest operating mariculture businesses in Southeast Alaska, Canoe Lagoon is doing something that many are not, posting a profit. Nicholson says the profitability of the aquaculture industry in this region is marginal at best.
You can't make very many mistakes, and you certainly can't have a big expensive loan where you're paying interest, and the equipment is very costly.
Nicholson says getting reliable oyster seed is one of his biggest struggles. Well, that and the raucous Southeast Alaska storms that roll through each winter. And then there's the predation by starfish, which Nicholson says are voracious shellfish eaters.
I can always tell when I have a sea star in a net because I'll go to pick it up. Instead of weighing 150 pounds, it weighs about 20 pounds. And every mussel, oyster, barnacle is dead. And here in the bottom will be laying this huge fat sea star. It just looks like, I just imagine the Cheshire cat sitting there staring at me. Yep, I ate them all.
Nicholson and Gray say they would do it all again in a heartbeat.
You are so close to the earth, so involved with Mother Earth, you know, and she's a great teacher, let me tell you. But it's so gratifying to be able to create a product that's so good for you, so delicious.
On Prince of Wales Island, I'm Deanna Garrison.